This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir, and welcome on a Thursday. And it's we apologize, we weren't with you last week. Alex Dono stood in for us, and we thank him so much for that. This week, another quick one, an hour this evening or less. The Panthers will be playing in Toronto. But next week, Good News Tuesday, we'll be here with you for 2 hours from 7 to 9, kind of catch up on a lot of other things. Speaking about that, a lot has been going on. We told you football-wise, we do that throughout the entire year, but we take some breaks in between that, and tonight is one of those nights. We will talk youth football with Steve Quinn, FBU, Football University, around 6:35. How about St. Thomas Aquinas boys basketball, state champions? Head coach Julia Sandy will join us. But perhaps the biggest story, year in and year out, as far as high school sports in the state of Florida, South Dade High School's wrestling program. The Bucks won their 12th consecutive state title, 27th overall, and they just blew away the competition. It was amazing, but to watch this team with six state champions, I believe nine state placers. Vic Balmaceda has been at the center of this for a long, long time. Never gets tired of it. I mean, you watch him during the entire, whether it be district or region or off season or even at state, business as usual. Yeah, he's excited for the kids when they win state, but certainly as hard as they work, he expects it. He's kind enough to join us every single year. And this evening, it is his year to, I think, 12 straight years we've had him on. And he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much again. As I said, this doesn't get old at all. I know you and I up at the dual tournament talked about, you know, fan support. And sometimes, you know, it's not what it was back in the day. But you know what? I mean, these kids work so darn hard. Their parents and their friends come out when it all counts. Again, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I look forward to this opportunity to talk to you every year. So,
yeah, it's usually on a Monday, but we've had the hockey and the heat playing. But let's get right to the business of things. You know, back in January, you won the team title, the dual team title, where everybody goes. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, we're trying to break it down for people who don't follow wrestling. But There are two sets of state championships now, what, over the last 8 years or so? Or
yes, eight years.
8 years. Okay. A long time coming because, you know, the entire team puts in the work. So they should have the opportunity, you know, to advance as a team. And they do that in January. And you guys have pretty much taken care of business since it's began. You won that team title. You beat South Dade to open things up, and they beat George Jenkins. You beat Wellington for the title. Now you come back, gear things up for your district, for region, and obviously in between you had the Greater Miami Athletic Conference. And even though you've dominated, and you guys have, you could see, especially with the finish this year in 3A, the large schools, where it was like a clean sweep at the top, with you and South Ridge and Southwest and Columbus. How does that make you feel? I mean, because obviously you've been dominant, but the other programs to keep up with you have had to do a lot of the same thing. When you looked at the scores at the end of the meet on Saturday night and saw it was just a clean sweep in 3A, you had to feel good.
Oh, it feels great. It was at four out of the top five teams were from District 16. Columbus is from our region, so that's why it's called the Region of Doom. So the top five teams were from the South. I'm happy for every one of those teams. It just goes to show how deep and how talented we are down here in South Florida. You know, the saying, iron sharpens iron. And you know, we go to war a lot down here. We battle in the off season. We wrestle each other, you know, throughout the season in our duels. It's harder for us to get out of our regions, both in the dual meet setting and in the, you know, in the region and the IBT. But once we get out of here, you know, we're ready to knock off or take on anybody around the state, and that's including the other four teams. So.
Yeah. But not only that, I mean, everybody looks at the final results and everything, but this thing starts for next year right now. I mean, these kids are starting to go to off-season tournaments. Your newcomers are starting to acclimate themselves. Kids who are in eighth grade going to be in ninth grade. I mean, this thing isn't just built from November until last weekend. I mean, this thing starts right now. Talk about that, because the off season, and you know as well as anybody, having wrestled at a high level in college at Appalachian State and being around all these great programs from the Midwest and the Northeast, that they don't put this thing down. I mean, this thing continues to churn itself at a high level year round. Talk about that.
Yeah, this weekend, coincidentally, is the middle school county championships. Which, you know, back in the day, middle school is where you found, you know, your talent. But just of recently, you know, within the last 10 years or so, or 15 years, we started youth wrestling, you know, and that's why we're behind the northern states, because we didn't have a solid youth wrestling program within the state, you know. And, yeah, there is no off season in wrestling. You know, it's not something that you learn so quickly. It doesn't come supernatural to people. You don't watch it on TV or nothing. There is no break. There is no off season. You go right into middle school. Wrestling is the championships this weekend. The FAWA club state championships is this weekend as well. So you'll have kids from 5 and 6 years old all the way up to high school competing. The NCAA championships, to watch them is 2 weeks from now. We always make a trip out there just to see the best of the best. Sometimes we have kids, you know, competing on that level. Yeah, if you really want to be at the top of the heap, you don't have an off season.
Yeah, no doubt. Vic Balmaceda joins us, head wrestling coach at South Dade. But obviously, everybody knows, you know, I mean, it can't just be a solo person. I mean, you, along the way, whether it was Coach McCoy at the beginning, back when you wrestled at Southwest, there have been a lot of people to, you know, that have been on this journey with you. Now, talk about your assistant coaches, because, you know, you see them every single place, off season, in season. Let's give them a little credit, because obviously they put in so much work year round.
They need more than a little credit. They need as much credit as me. My loyal assistant for 15, 20 years now, I can't even remember how long, because he's been there so long, is, you know, in the Hall of Fame himself, Humberto Duck Arena, runs Gladiator Wrestling Club, probably the most successful wrestling club in the state of Florida. And once that began, you know, that's when the true dynasty began. We got a new coach last year, Markelis Ropshire. He's a big dude, state champ for South Miami. You know, he wrestles around with the big boys, with the heavyweights in the 220s and stuff like that, which is a big help because, you know, Coach Duck and I are not big enough to roll around with them. And then I have two ex-wrestlers that run our girls program. And the way we run our girls program, who happened to take second in state this year, practice, the girls practice right alongside the boys do, so that the girls are doing everything that the boys are doing. But then we also have the benefit of having two former D1 wrestlers as coaches in the wrestling room. So on any particular day, if I'm absent, I have a dentist appointment or something like that, any four can of those guys could take over and run the practice just as good as I can. I mean, we are so fortunate to have what we have, and that's why we continue with the dynasty that we do.
State finalists this year. Talk about some of those kids. I mean, you look at the Solis brothers. You look at Willie White, who finished undefeated, and his sister Willow, which has got to be a first in the state, where a brother sister win. Not only that, a brother sister win, and they're both undefeated. Talk about some of those kids.
I don't know if it's a first in the state. I think Mariah Mills and a Mills. The last names were Mills. They won last year.
But did he go undefeated? Was he undefeated?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a hell of an accomplishment. I mean, the Mills family, Mariah was in it again this year.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your kids that reached the finals. And
When we really took off, you know, it was close with Southridge going into the second day and even after the quarterfinals. But our kids, you know, stepped up. When most kids are starting to get tight and get nervous, these kids open up. They perform at the highest level. They let it fly. They believe in the training. So we had nine out of ten qualifiers advance to the state finals. If you had told me that at the beginning of the season or in the middle of the season, I would have told you you're crazy. But nine kids. We have, you know, a 75-pounder, you know, who weighed in at 150 at the beginning of the year. Like he could easily wrestle 150, 157. His name's Jonathan Marino, but he's in the finals at 175. He didn't win in the finals. He lost to a Palmetto kid that was undefeated. But I mean, that's the type of greatness that we have, that a kid can, you know, be that flexible in his weight and wrestle up, you know. The Solis brothers, I can't say enough about those kids. They're going to be already as good as Sawyer Bartelt and Brevin Balmaceda and Brett Lee Reyna. They are at the highest of high levels. Willie White, believe it or not, was my son's main competition last year. So to get a chance to coach against your rival, I mean, coach your rival, you know, somebody that was your rival, and now you get to coach him. Man, what a pleasure it was to coach him. I mean, he's a great football player, and what a coachable kid. He has that, you know, God-given ability, that athletic ability and talent, but he is so much more than just an athlete. He's so coachable and can make the adjustments on the spot. He wants to be coached. He wants to be told what to do and how to do it, and then he just performs it. And then he learns from his mistakes and moves on. That's why he was undefeated. We had a kid, Armand Williams, win a weight class, and nobody expected him to win at 150 pounds, only a sophomore. Another football player, Tyree Graham, state finalist last year, became a state champ this year, six champs, three runner-ups. And then our 10th guy placed. He was a state finalist last year, had a bad first round. Came back in place, but dislocated his shoulder, so we had to default him down to eighth place. But yeah, taking 10 to the state finals and putting 9 in the finals, these kids never cease to amaze me. And it was a pretty tumultuous year too. I wasn't where we walked in thinking we were just going to run away with it. We looked a little vulnerable and ordinary, I guess, and they kicked it into gear in the right time and performed like the champs that they are.
Good stuff. Well, we'll be seeing you next March, second week of March, obviously, right back here. Because you guys return a whole bunch of kids, and you got a lot of younger kids that are coming up, and continue to the great job. Obviously, we've been following you for a long while, and certainly kudos to what you guys do, and also your administration for being so ultra supportive over the years. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, sir. Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too. Right, Vic Balmaceda, head coach of South Dade, big-time guy, big-time program. I mean, just amazing what they've been able to do. 27 state titles. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk boys basketball. St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders are the state champions. Julius Sandy, the head coach, will join us next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.